willy-nilly, whether you like it or not, you will be changed. So the thing is, my dear brothers, the battle of the intellect. Fight. Allah promises us. He said, did you see Hirahu ala deen? He's given you a deen that is to master, overcome, and supersede them all. Bulldoze them all. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. And again he repeats the same formula in the Quran. Say, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُزْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَكَفَىٰ بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. And enough is Allah as a witness to this fact that he's going to make his deen to prevail with you or without you. But he's giving you and me, rotters that we are, the privilege of doing the works of the prophets of God, the messengers of God, and earn a prophet's reward. Will we take it? It doesn't look like. We want to find scapegoats. We want to find who we can blame. You see, Sadat is no good, Mubarak is no good, Faisal is no good, Fahad is no good, Hassan is no good. Look, find scapegoats. That's what we are. I said, now what are we prepared to do, you and I? Are you prepared to change your environment? Are you prepared to change the people? At least one, each person tries to make a difference. In my lifetime, I change one person. I bring him closer. Just one. Each one says, I'll try, inshallah, I will get 1% in Islam, 100% increase. If we can say, we will try. In our lifetime, just one. So to me, my dear brothers, what he said is haq. All those Jews that are there are not Jews, the children of Isaac alayhi salam. But the guy said, I'm a Jew. The guy said, I'm a Muslim. The guy said, look, you are not an Arab. I said, I'm a Muslim. I have a right to Makkah and Medina. No. The other guy said, he's an Arab. Genetically said, you're not an Arab, you're an African, you man, Egyptian, where do you come from? You Sudanese, what makes you an Arab? No, he said, I speak Arabic, so I'm an Arab. Has the world a right to deny him that? He said he's an Arab, the other Arabs said, I'll be accepted. If Pakistan was speaking Arabic, and you said, we are Arabs now, look, no Arabs can kick you out of that Arabism. He said, we are an Arab, I speak Arabic. Arabic is my mother tongue. So, the thing is now, I don't know, we're going to start splitting hairs about that guy coming from Russia, and he says he's a Jew. What can I do? We are forced into the situation because you haven't got the stick in your hand. To get the stick in your hand, you need that type of people to back you up. Without the stick, you can do nothing. You can only cry, and we can only pray. But try and get that stick. And the stick is the power. Vote. Get the people to vote for you. Change them, vote in, and then you see automatically, wallah, America will say, we don't want to interfere in the Middle East, we don't want to send our sons and daughters who get killed for you, bloody Jews. Immediately the Jews will say, brothers, you know, we are cousins, Father Abraham, yeah. Wallah, immediate! And it can happen. It will happen, inshallah, but now we have to do something to have, make it happen quickly.
From our sister sites, any of you, if you're willing to ask question, mic can be provided to you. Yeah. English. And the fact that we know English and blah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين أسأل سؤال واحد كإسلام إحنا هوني
باللغة الإنجليزية
كمسلمة في هير ما بحكي إنجليزية بالعربي بترجمة أنت
I don't answer any questions which I don't
understand أنا بحكي بالإنجليزي شوي
طيب
أسأل سؤال I want to say one thing. If you were Muslim here, everybody, why we don't help the Palestinians people who stand in the chair? Why we just we talk here and everybody feels sorry for Palestine, for Pakistan, for everything? Why we don't help the people, Palestinians in the chair? Nobody help these people.
Please, brother. Discipline must be there. No. Being tolerated. سيدنا قيس خلاص عند سؤال خلاص اجلس في مكانك نحن نجيب. He looks too courageous, our brother sitting here. It looks that he is going to fly to Israel right now. Just a minute, please. I would like to comment on the question of our brother. All of these brothers and sisters, they left their home and they came here to speak on, and to hear on the topic Israel and Palestine. Is it not the help of our brothers? Is it not the help for the Palestinians? Is it not the voice for the truth? I think it should be sufficient to you. Please sit up.
The brother Ahmadinejad, he say, will come soon, Mark. I'm Palestinians from Gaza. If we're talking today about the cousins and there, in the Denmark here, they say only, they crying about what happened to the Jewish in Hillstrop and Nuremberg in Germany or in Austria. But they never take care about the Palestinian children who went exploring the bomb, the gas bomb in the heart of the children, and one day they fight 550 children. The biggest ones of them are 3 years old. We never found this in here. So the situation is, if we happen something for the Palestinians, all the newspapers, all the kind of press, they never found something. But why? If something happened from the Jewish or from the Israeli peoples in anywhere in the world, they have this. So we need some. The question is, how we can give our answer, our point to these people, to the Danish, to the Muslims. We are not against Israel as the Jewish, but we are against them because they kill us.
I think during the course of my talk, I did say that the media is in the hands of the Jews. They have the brains to get into positions of power, and they will be in power. Now, we also have to compete. And we ourselves, on our own strength, we can't do the job. We need new blood in the community. We need, in Denmark, you need the Danes to talk for you. In Sweden, you need the Swedes to talk for you. In Germany, you need the Germans to talk for you. In America, you need the white Americans to talk for you. Now, to do that, you have to win him over. How? Allah is telling you. Invite all to the ways of the Lord with wisdom. والموعظه الحسنه then with beautiful preaching وجادلهم بالتي احسن and reason with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. And Allah is telling you how. We are not going to the Quran, we are not listening to Allah's command. How to do the job, that's the problem. You're not doing the job, you don't want to do the job, therefore you won't find how to do the job. For 1,000 years the Jews came to our lands, 1,000 years. When they were killed in Europe, in Britain, France, Poland, Russia, Germany, they were killing the Jews every Easter. These are Christ killers. They killed their men, they raped their women, they burned their homes, and they ran. They ran to Muslim lands. And these, my Arab brothers, they said, Ahlan wa sahlan. Most beautiful words of welcome in any language. Ahlan wa sahlan. Family and plain. Just think you're a member of the family and be at ease.